This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Brandon Graham Show, brought to you by Miller Lite Live at Chickens and Pizza in South Philadelphia. I'm your host, John Marks, along with Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Hey, hello, hello, hello.
You said, and just so everybody knows, my voice is a little bit shot tonight, so I apologize.
Well, that's all right. And it's just...
You can do some heavy lifting for once, Howard.
Yeah, what? That's good. I heavy lift all my life.
Well, that's true.
And a lot of times it was with my weight.
Well, you've lost that. Yeah. And joining us, the star of the show, looking fresh tonight, Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham, BJ.
What's up, man?
Fresh off the Michigan-Penn State game. I saw some social media pics, you and your son up there on the sideline.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I thought you lost your voice because Maxie scored 50 points.
How about that?
And I'm telling you, man, I told him give him a chance. I remember we were talking about this, like, what you think about, like, you know, Harden leaving. I'm like, you will never know about Maxie if you don't give him a chance. I'm hyped for him, man. But just that's why I was like, man, who you yelling for losing your voice like that? I figured it was that.
I wish. No, it's just a sore throat. Yeah, but it's exactly how it feels after you go to a game. You just kind of lose it. But so you had a busy weekend.
Oh yeah.
First of all, you went up there, Penn State, and yep. They gave you exactly what you were looking for.
Yeah.
A weak offensive performance.
Hey, offensive running the ball, you know, and defense coming through. I mean, it was a good game either way. Because in the beginning, it was, man, they started off fast and got a sack on us, everything, and we kind of settled in and started making some plays, and it was a good one. I really enjoyed it the whole way, and happy we got that win. I'm sure you was happy too.
No, Howard was actually rooting against Michigan because
yeah,
of
I was. I actually Saturday morning, I said this is a mistake, and I will never live my own mistake down. That I was pulling for Penn State, so they would beat Bill Belichick Jr. It was the head coach for the other team, even though he wasn't there, and he's going to take it to court, the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Then the conference made a decision because you cheated. I mean, it's a joke.
But it's a Fugazi suspension anyway, Howard. I mean, he can't be on the sideline.
He's been suspended
for the
six games this year. I mean, the guy's coached less than he's been suspended. It's a joke.
Hey,
did you see the difference in his record once he started cheating?
Nah, I didn't see that.
It's like
Brandon, does I agree with that narrative?
Hey, I don't. You already know. I'm going to let him talk, though, because at the end of the day, we still got to stop it. Even if you know what's coming, you still got to stop it. And as players, I mean, we be knowing certain stuff coming, but you still have to stop it, like I say. And it ain't nothing about – It ain't nothing that I ain't seen. Not saying that, but you know what I'm saying. But it's just like we still got to stop it.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Well, it's nice when you know what the plays are.
Right.
It helps a little bit.
I mean, even if you know run, pass, it don't matter. Like I told you, you ain't playing the game out there. I can tell you all day run pass, but if you ain't got the athletic ability to stop A.J. Brown, you still can't stop A.J. Brown.
You mean you don't think I could stop A.J. Brown?
I'm just saying. Hey, it don't matter.
So what was the experience like? There was 110,000 people up at in Happy Valley. You had your son with you. What was that whole experience like having him up there?
Man, it was cool because we got up there early. We left at like 6 in the morning, got there like 9. I mean, it was just starting to pick up a little bit, so we made it in right on time. Went to breakfast, ate a little bit, looked at the campus, talked some stuff to some people because everybody, you know, was talking Michigan and they was doing all the little signs of, you know, the cheating stuff.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was funny. But, it was a good time. And then we got to the field. Baby boy was excited, you know, and then we watched the game and watched the – heck of a performance by the Wolverines.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
So is that the highlight of the bye week? I know you probably did a bunch of dad things, but
yeah, that was the highlight as far as my weekend just picked up this weekend. That just like, you know, even yesterday I had people in town, so we went out to lunch and, you know, it's just more busy during the week when the kids was at school. That was my time to rest and kind of do some stuff, and then gymnastics and all the other stuff, you know, picked up at the end of the night. But yeah, man, that was the highlight. That was the highlight, having them go up to the game, him be excited to watch the football game, and then we got home.
It's too bad it wasn't a close game.
It was close for a minute. 9-17. I really didn't like it being 17.
So was the Dallas Cowboys close for a minute.
Ooh.
They played a Division III team.
I know that would look bad. I mean, boy, I ain't seen the Giants look that bad in a minute. But
Wait a minute. Brian Daboll was the coach of the year last year. You're going to tell me he's a better coach than Nick Sirianni?
Man.
That is a joke.
That was crazy. But, you know, it's
not crazy.
It's
a joke.
I ain't trying to defend him or nothing. That's just, if you lose, like, your starter, your $100 million man, I mean, it don't give you the best chance when you ain't playing for it.
Who'd they lose?
Their quarterback.
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
He stinks.
And Tyrod Taylor.
I mean,
but the difference between DeVito and right. Daniel Jones, I mean, they pretty much no chance.
It's ridiculous. Well, that team is just.
Cowboys piled it on them.
How many sacks did they get?
That's wait.
Oh, like 5. I think it was like 5.
What do you have, 4 or 5 touchdown passes?
Dak had 4, I think.
Okay, oh, yeah. he did the same thing, and he celebrated like he accomplished something when you guys played the 5th and 6th and 8th stringers.
It was the COVID replacement game.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. It was pathetic how he celebrated.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look what I did. I had 5 touchdown passes against nobody and nobody's brother. I mean,
Well, you know, hey, that's a problem that they got, the Giants got. Hey, if we blowing out people like that, hey, that's what you're supposed to do. But I'm not defending that, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
He just seemed to enjoy it a little bit too much, considering who he was going up against.
Yeah, I didn't like it either because I didn't like seeing the Giants go out like that. Put up a fight.
That team.
Oh man, what a bad game!
But I do understand.
All right, well, I mean, so now, and you guys don't play again until Monday, so it's 1 week from today in Kansas City, which could end up being the Taylor Swift Bowl. As I'm assuming she's going to be there to see her boyfriend. Can we say it's her boyfriend now?
Wait a minute. I wouldn't assume that.
I would.
Is she going to take?
That's
ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous. That's her boyfriend. They're having fun with each other. Good. You knock yourself out. But the reality is, she would hurt her Philadelphia fan base by going there and rooting for the Chiefs when people think she's an Eagles fan.
So that's why she acts like that she's torn between the two, her boyfriend or the Eagles, because I'm such a big Eagles fan. What do you think, she's not going to show up?
Her father was already ripped on social media, calling him a cheater because he was with Travis Kelce. I mean, it's a cheater.
So you really don't think she's going to be there?
I think it's only 50-50.
It's one of the biggest games of the year.
Yeah, but what? It's a regular season game.
But,
it's a
okay,
big game for
the regular
two teams.
Of the regular season,
stop.
This is a huge game.
It's
and she's influenced by television because they give her free mentions. Like
she
Howard.
Doesn't need them.
But Howard, she got them for all this stuff. She got them. It's been
you
a part of the
deal. She's going to sell an extra album or whatever you call it nowadays.
She has a movie out. And that's
the
why
movie
she
has already did anything better than, what was it, Oppenheimer and Barbie. blew those away on her first weekend.
Brandon, first of all, do you believe she's going to be there? I mean, you don't have any inside information. I think it makes sense. She's not. She's in Brazil on tour, but she has a couple off days, so she could easily fly in private jet.
Easily.
Yeah. You pay money and you fly on a jet, and they take you to where you want to go.
Oh, it's great to just travel like that.
She could sleep on the jet. Yeah, well, I think that's when you make hundreds of millions of dollars a year. That's what you can do.
And Travis Kelce's. I like Travis because he's a really good guy. And,
but,
you know, I got to know him. But he gets a private plane. That had to be $200,000 just so he can get a kiss and have everybody see it with Taylor Swift.
Why are you?
And
not,
I'm a Swifty. I'm a Swifty.
Brandon, does someone sound jealous?
Yeah, no.
That sounds a little jealous.
No, I'm home. Not. What am I? I had no shot at Taylor Swift.
You say
Swift.
You're a Swifty. That's your girl.
Of course, it was my girl.
There it is.
So Howard.
No, I
so,
mean, but
so
obviously.
Would you just give it up and realize these two, there's something special going on with them? And you can see
it's
the
not special. They're boyfriend
see...
and girlfriend.
Oh, so at least you acknowledge that.
Well, yeah, they're playing the game. During a football game, I want to know about football. I get out all this, and it's pissing off.
I don't disagree.
It's pissing off football fans. Have all the cutaways of her. So when Travis Kelce scores a touchdown, and she's jumping up and down and cheering, obviously, you know why she's rooting for him. But if it's against the Eagles, that's not a good look. It really is not a good look. And I won't say anything to the family. I'm not going to get involved.
But you'd have to actually believe that she's a diehard Eagle fan, which I don't think anybody really believes. I mean, she may be an Eagle
fan.
She
wore the Eagles shirt.
I'm not saying she's an Eagle fan. What I'm saying is does she really follow the Eagles? Yeah, or it's like her dad's a big Eagles fan. She grew up as an Eagle fan. But like, is she hurting until Wednesday after the Eagles lose a game? You know what I mean? Like, what does she really know about the team?
I'm telling you, if the Eagles lose that game and she's there jumping up and down for Kansas City, that's gonna hurt her a little bit. Now, the Swifties are the Swifties because they're delusional, and I'm not delusional. And I understand.
What do you understand?
Once a Swiftie, always a Swiftie, and she's the most talented entertainer in the world today, and that is clear. However, a football game is a football game. All this other nonsense and everything on social media, and tonight, Entertainment Tonight, Andy Reid said he's happy about the relationship. What's he going to say? It's a distraction, which it is. knowing Andy Reid, that's a distraction. You know, and then Mahomes makes sure his wife is with Taylor and all this other nuts.
All right, Howard. I'm sorry I asked. I didn't realize you were going to be so emotional about it. All right. Well, there you go.
You know what, man? I look at it like you got to enjoy these moments, man, because it's –
I want to enjoy a football game when you kick Kansas City's ass.
Right. They're enjoying the moment of them doing their thing. You know, let them do their little off-the-field stuff. Let them do their thing.
Well, that's on the field.
Well, it's on the field, too. But I'm saying, like, that ain't going to control win, lose, or draw in this game.
No, it's not. Yeah. But it's – Eagles fans are very, very sensitive people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and you've seen it. We all see it. We all hear it.
So you think she is busy because she doesn't want to – not hurt Eagles fans, but hurt her name within Eagles fans.
I don't think her name cannot be hurt. But it doesn't help the situation. It really doesn't. She's coming to see a football game. So she gets a couple extra kisses and whatever. I mean, and then she flies back. Stop.
Well, you know, it's just who she is, man. That's what comes with the territory. And it don't matter if she was talking to him, talking to anybody. It's like it's going to be amplified regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm always going to be a fan of hers. That's not.
I'm sure
change.
People are relieved to hear that, Howard.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying because I'm critical of
their relationship. Yes, you're like the uncle.
No, I'm not critical of a relationship.
I'm critical
of all the attention it gets within our world of sports and football.
Why?
So
it's the biggest entertainer in the world and one of the best NFL players, and you think you're just going to ignore it and not talk about it?
Where's Travis Kelce among NFL players?
He is maybe the best
tight end
ever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Without this, would we be Travis Kelce and all day long?
Well, you know what? Him winning the Super Bowl, I got to say, his name would be ringing a little bit because Mahomes is like right now, he's been the guy. You know what I'm saying? And so
exactly right.
I mean, I just got to pay
respect.
Without
Mahomes,
yeah. I mean, but that's. I mean, you can say
you
that
shut
about
down
a lot
Mahomes,
of people.
Travis Kelce will be.
You can say, oh, trust me, we know our game plan on what we got to do. Oh, but no. I'm just saying, like, you know, you got to pay. I got to pay respect to the guys that's been doing it. But I do want to get to where they at.
Hey, listen, he's a 100%. Terrific player, but is he top 10 in the NFL? That's really a hard question because you got to look at some quarterbacks who are more important to the team.
Yeah.
You see some teams. And, like, would you take him over Jason Kelce?
Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce.
You know what? It started up front, so no, I wouldn't. I'd probably take Kelce because, you know, it starts – you got to have your line first.
Well, and he is so important to the signal calling and all the things on that offensive
line. How about both of them are very important and both of them are very good players?
But I'm saying I would take
Jason
Kelce.
But that's also like – and it's kind of a trick question because you can have –
It's not a trick question.
No, but you could have a wide receiver that's a better wide receiver at their position, but you would take a quarterback over a wide receiver. Yeah, like so. Yeah, like he can
would
block.
Would you take Travis Kelce over A.J. Brown?
No. A.J. Brown's a more dominant player. I would take Tyreek Hill over him because the position's more important. Right. But he plays tight end. You know what I mean? Like
I
you can't make
point.
Him a wide receiver. No, you didn't make your point.
I did.
Because you got to get a quarterback that can get it to him. And that you got to get a line, too. I mean, just being honest.
All right, so compare Gronk and Travis Kelce. Are they the two best tight ends you've ever played against? I mean, Gronk was a monster. And I mean, his problem was he couldn't stay healthy. It took so much punishment. But both of those guys are just like big wide receivers that are huge.
I mean, you can't ask me. I had a bunch of tight ends. Tony Gonzalez, you know what I'm saying? He still was playing. He still was playing when I was here.
Tony Gonzalez. Boy. Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates.
Who's like 6'7", 6'8".
You know, they all could move. I mean, I feel like it's always going to be somebody to come in at I mean, it looked like LeBron in a football uniform. You know what I'm saying? Because I got much respect for them boys because, you know, it ain't easy in this league. And, I mean, if I got to go there, I say Tony Gonzalez was a good one. I mean, Kelce and them right now is the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right now is the best.
Okay, so we're talking, would you take
in there too.
Would you take Travis Kelce over Lane Johnson? The answer is
no.
No.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, Lane for sure.
I know.
Generational.
You're just asking him a teammate if you would take a player from a different team over a teammate.
No.
Which he's not going to answer. But an offensive tackle is more important than especially a guy like Lane.
Yep.
That hasn't given
and
up a
so
sack.
He's so good. He doesn't let anybody get to the quarterback.
No, it's unbelievable.
And his mentality, man, it's like if you just know Lane. Lane just a funny guy. But
yes.
he focused.
He's so good.
He is good and focused.
I know.
And I mean, I got much respect for his game because I see him every day and what he do.
And those loser Cowboy fans says he false starts every time. No, he's just quick.
No, it's like he know the time. I mean, and you, hey,
if it's JP, not getting called, it's
it ain't
not
getting out. Called. That's, it ain't it. So yeah.
It's funny. He had the injury, which was called a high ankle sprain. High ankle sprain, you're missing 2, 3, 4 weeks. He didn't miss a game.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about it because his play has been the same. I mean, he's been doing this forever.
He's unbelievable. So I take him over. And I like, again, Travis Kelce's really good.
Yeah.
But
sound like you're a big fan of him, Howard.
No, I think he really is good. And he's a great guy. He really is a great guy.
Well, listen, you're not getting invited to the wedding based on your comments. I'll make sure of that.
I'll tell you what, I'll kiss your rear end if there's a wedding.
Well, no, you have to retire. You said it on the air.
No, I'm not going to retire. I'm not going to retire because I want to talk about it.
All right, so Brandon, you've had bye weeks probably early in the year, way too early in the year, maybe a little bit late in the year. Did this one kind of fall at a really good time just for where you guys are as a team and health-wise and things like that?
Oh, yeah, coming off a game like that, full of emotion, boy. I was so tired after that game just from the emotion standpoint of being in the game. Come on, y'all. Come on, then. Come on, ref. Why are you calling that? Or, you know what I'm saying? And,
couple minutes was
exhausting. Oh, yeah. It was
exhausting.
It was exhausting. And it, I'm glad we was on the winning end of it. We got some definitely stuff to clean. We got some stuff to clean up for sure. But I was just so just proud of just the resilient effort of the team and, man, it's been fun. It's really been fun, but it came at the right time, especially after that one.
You know what? I'm thinking every week, and every week a team has to clean up certain things. Clean up, make better, not make mistakes, whatever you call it. But have the Eagles had to clean up more this year than they did last year? After games, when you think about this year, they've had to clean. It seems like they've had to clean up more after games this year because it happened. There's mistakes every game.
Yeah.
And, you know, the head coach, Sirianni, I got to say, oh, okay, yeah, we got to clean something. I get it. But there's a lot, not a lot, but there's more than I think there was last year. Agree or disagree?
I agree because Gannon, it took 2 years for us. Well, the second year, we didn't have to spend a lot of time on a lot of stuff that his first year he dealt with. You know what I'm saying? And then Desai, he's doing a great job of just adjusting to what he has for the week because a lot more injuries than last year.
Uh-huh.
This year we're playing to run better, way better than we did last year. And now it's the back end that we all, you know, working on, but getting new guys like Byard, trying to get them up to speed, still making it happen. But, you know, just like those little things are cleaning up. And, yeah, I just think that it is more because the side this year, we 8-1. The first year of Gannon, we wasn't as good. And then we lost a lot. I mean, I was gone. A lot of guys, you know, was hurt. So, yeah, I would say that we got more cleaning up to do because it's the size first year, new coordinator, doing the best job that he could do with the guys that he has and, you know, that's available too. And then, yeah, man, I think it's a week-to-week league, one week at a time because just because last week, look what it looked like. You're hoping to do the same thing this week, but some teams expose different things that, you know, that they found on film, and it's on us to adjust as the game goes. So, yeah, I would say that. I would definitely say that it's way more adjusting this year than, you know, last year because of the fact of new coordinator trying to make it right every week and then you get the health of the team.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll come back. It's the Brandon Graham Show live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. As always, brought to you by Miller Lite. We'll talk about some of the contenders with the Eagles in the NFC coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Brandon Graham Show, back right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, we're back. It is the Brandon Graham Show live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. As always, brought to you by Miller Lite. John Marks, Howard Eskin, Brandon Graham. Were you able to watch Red Zone yesterday? Were you watching football yesterday, BG?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was Red Zone. I got it on my phone, so I was
some good games yesterday, too.
It was some good games yesterday, boy.
In I both mean, windows.
They said that was the first time they had five games on Red Zone and, like, you know, had them close games like that in the field goal.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was because even the late games were a little bit better than – watching Kyler Murray was interesting yesterday. It was good to see him back out there. All right.
Yeah.
So you watched the games. And we were kind of focusing earlier, we were kind of focusing on the Lions, the Cowboys, and the 49ers because the Cowboys obviously crushed the Giants. The 49ers,
joke,
very impressive. The 49ers, they lost three straight games. They went into the bye. The Jags, I think, are a good team, but probably not as good as their record. And, man, they went down to Jacksonville, and they beat them bad.
Yeah.
And then the Lions, and I know you're from the Detroit area, Brandon. I mean, they were a fun team to watch, and they can run the football. Jared Goff is, you know, he's still a good quarterback. What do you think of each team, right? Like, we know you play the Cowboys, so it's less about that. But, like, the 49ers and the Lions, you know, when you look at those teams, let's talk about the Lions first. What do you think about the Lions and the challenges they present?
Well, you know, last year we know how good they were when we played them the first game, and we said that they had a real good offense, and their play calling was really good, and you know they got hot at the end, but it was it didn't, you know, happen for them because they
took a little bit of time to get there.
Yeah, it took a little time to get there, but they playing ball, man. They playing ball. And got much respect in this league, man, for the people that's playing ball. And so I think that we'll see how it go as the season go. It's number one, everybody staying healthy, everybody making sure they're getting through the season, getting wins, because at the end of the day, it's about getting hot around this time. And, you know, it's coming up where we got to keep putting it together and making sure that we going upward, and those little things we got to keep cleaning up and make sure that they don't get us in the end.
So you hear that a lot, where it's like peaking at the right time, getting hot when you go into the playoffs. Do you remember a team that maybe wasn't good, one of your teams that wasn't good in the beginning of the season, you got hot towards the end, or vice versa, where maybe you peaked a little bit too early, and then by the time, maybe one of those chip years.
Yeah, because we started 3-1 or undefeated, you know what I'm saying, like early, and then, boy, it went 7-9. Like, I remember, I think it was Doug, too. When Doug first came, that first year we were 7-9 that year.
What, sort of 3-0, or Carson was unbelievable
off
the bat?
Off the bat, and we lost to the Lions, I want to say. That was the first game. That was Chip. But I know that we start at least 3-1.
Yeah, that was Chip.
Yeah, that was Chip. Yeah, Ryan Matthew fumbled, and then Slay caught the pick at the end and beat us. And then we just went downhill after that. And then I can remember, was that Doug Martin running back? Dang, boy. Doug Martin ran like 200-something.
Yeah. Was that a Thanksgiving?
No. Thanksgiving, the Lions beat us. But I'm just thinking of that whole year, like how stuff just
started,
fell apart. But, yeah, man, it be like that sometimes where you start fast and you believe in it, and then – next thing you know, you see a team come in, and you start saying, yeah, that team is good.
Right. You saw it with the 49ers last year, where they went on that run once Purdy took over and they got Christian McCaffrey, where they just
– they took off.
Yep.
And so, I mean, they got something to prove. Everybody got something to prove. It's just all about execution on that day of the game. That's what it boils down to, execution, your will, and then, you know, how you problem solve during the game, because – they're going to make plays and we're going to make plays, but it's all about who make the adjustments and who stick to the game plan.
You know what? It was obviously better if the Chargers had won that Detroit game.
Yeah.
You know, it's just – it's not about the home field, because I think the Eagles could win in Detroit. It's about the bye.
One less game.
That bye is so important. I mean, and there's only one. So to think that Detroit could get the bye, no, that can't happen. But the Eagles could win there, but then they'd still – but they have to play three games.
Right.
And that's the big thing. The Chargers – I thought the Chargers had a chance.
They did. Yeah, did you see what happened in the game?
No.
So, Brendan, I don't know if you saw the end of the game, but the Chargers had scored five straight touchdowns. Five possessions in a row, they scored five straight touchdowns. Dan Campbell, I think they were at the 26-yard line. It was 4th-and-2. Very makeable field goal from the 26. There was a minute 47 left in the game. He went for it because he didn't want to give the ball back to to the Chargers. So he went for it on a 4th-and-2 instead of kicking the field goal. And he got it.
Yep.
And they were able to down the ball and kick the field goal. Because if you kick a field goal there, and it actually takes me back to the Super Bowl, where Doug went for it rather than give the ball back to Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Yep.
Because the way they were rolling right there, you guys couldn't get him off the field.
100%.
And he went for it, and not only did it continue the drive, but it also kept them off the field. And that's what Dan Campbell did yesterday. I firmly believe if he didn't go for it, you give the ball back to the Chargers with like a minute 40 left, they score a touchdown, they win the game. And he knew it.
Because they was rolling.
They were rolling, man.
And Allen.
Keenan Allen was running all over the place.
Running over, had two touchdowns, whole bunch of yards, and I mean, yeah, it was one of them games where you just had to put
that fire
out.
Who had the ball last was probably going to win.
Had to put that fire out, right, you know, with going for it, doing something, being aggressive.
I don't think Jared Goff is a great quarterback, but I think he's a very good quarterback. He makes some really good throws. He's not one of those guys that say, oh, man, this guy's a stud. But he makes some really good throws. He's a good quarterback.
That was a good throw across the middle of that touchdown to the tight end.
Yep.
Like, that was a good play fake, and, I mean, good play call. You know, so I mean, I got much respect for them boys, man. You know, I grew up Lions fan, and to see them doing, we just got to make sure that we just come with it. Come with it, be us. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about going out there and winning your one-on-ones and your battles. So I'm happy they're doing what they're doing, but it's about us.
And they're winning, and they're biting kneecaps off too. I mean, they're doing that.
They sure are.
Boy, that's crazy. They doing a lot.
I'll tell you what, you never know what a guy's going to be a good coach, but if you get the players to respond to the way you coach, that's really what it takes.
Yeah.
And those guys play for him.
Yes, they are. They really are.
They're
really
a tough game.
And he worked them hard in camp, too. None of this nonsense where you get days off and you get pussyfooting around with no pads. You know, they play football. They're men.
Hey, for You're real.
Funny, You're funny, Howard. Monday Night Football night, the Bills and the Broncos. So this is also a game that you guys have coming up on your schedule there, BG, as you're facing the Bills. What is it, Chiefs, Bills, Niners?
Yep. Chiefs, Bills, Niners.
Chiefs, sorry. Bills, Niners, Cowboys, and then Seattle. Yeah. This is the gauntlet. And I know it's one game at a time and everything else, but this is a stretch. It feels like it's perfect timing to catch your breath, rest up a little bit, and now you got to go through the stretch. And then once you're done with them, then you finish with division games, at least two against the Giants, and then you have the playoffs.
You go into your college schedule after that.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's it's really good for the fans. The last home game will mean something, even though it's against Arizona, because you won't have your seating set up yet. You're going to have to win that game because the last game of the season is at the Giants. But for the fans, that Arizona game is actually an important game just to keep it rolling, because obviously you got to keep it going and then win the last game of the season.
Yep.
But I think you're going to win in Kansas City. That was my prediction in the summer. And if you don't, it's your fault.
Brandon's fault.
Not Brandon, but team's fault. You got it. They're not the same. As good as Kansas City is, they have more wins by less than a touchdown than they've had in the last 4 years. It's amazing.
Well, their defense is
good. But their offense isn't quite as good. They don't have as many good wide receivers. They're still good. They're still very, very good. But, man, they win close games. And if you're in a close game with them, you got to take it away from them. But I just don't think they're the same team. And I think, John, you said earlier, at home, I don't know how you said it, that they don't lose games at home. Didn't they lose the Denver game at home?
No.
Didn't when they lost to Denver, didn't they lose in Kansas City?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so, I mean, it can happen, and that's Denver, who stinks.
And they're playing tonight.
Yeah, you're playing Buffalo tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
All right, if you'd like to slide in a call to Brandon, 215-592-9494. It's the Brandon Graham Show. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, 215-592-9494. It's a replay of the 76ers game, but nevertheless, it was the game against the Pacers where Maxey scored 50, and I was not screaming, and that's how I lost my voice.
Yeah, Brandon Graham. Like
but Embiid, 8-1, and I don't know if you've been following what's happened with the Clippers and James Harden, but he's 0-4.
Ooh, stinks.
And last night he took a couple shots to try to tie or win the game, a couple threes, and front rimming both of them. But so now you have. I mean, it feels like the guys are out there enjoying themselves and having fun.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It do. It do feel like it, man. And I'm loving it. I love seeing it. Love seeing these boys doing it. I'm love that they gave Maxey a chance. And it just seemed like, the chemistry is real.
Yep. And Kelly Oubre, unfortunately, got hit by a car. Howard, any news on that?
No, I guess they won't know for probably a little less than a week. As they re-examine, I guess they want to see how the rib heals. In basketball, I don't think you can play with a flak jacket. Kind of inhibits what you do as a shooter. So you can't.
And he's a shooter.
Yeah, right. Obviously. So you got to let that completely heal. And there's some other injuries, but not as serious as the rib. So We'll see what happens. It's just, hey, they'll still going on. The NBA has set up this schedule as the most ridiculous schedule. They're playing Indiana. They played Indiana on Sunday. Indiana stays here, and they're playing them again here on Tuesday, tomorrow.
But it's a tournament game, Howard.
Oh, yeah, it's an in-season tournament. Now, here's the thing. You play Indiana one game. It's not an in-season tournament. Then you play them the next time at home, and now it's all of a sudden, and the court will change, and they have all these colors, all this nonsense. It is the biggest joke I have ever seen in professional sports, an in-season tournament. What if the Sixers win, what are we going to have, a parade?
Yes.
For an in-season tournament?
Yes, Elliot is already planning the parade.
Elliot's a dope. Elliot is a dope.
He is, I agree.
All right.
Hey,
what'd
you say? I like it.
He's a dope. It's just an in-season tournament. What does it mean? It means nothing. The NBA's trying to enhance a bad product.
They're trying to make more money by having an in-season tournament.
It's still a bad product. And then, after that, you know, Boston comes in here on Wednesday, and they don't play here the rest of the year. They already played their two games in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's terrible.
So I don't think it's a bad product.
It is a bad product.
I've watched some good NBA basketball this year. The Pistons game, I don't know if you saw this one, on Brandon. I think it was Friday night. Pistons took an early lead, a big lead, and the Sixers came flying back. That was a good game.
Yeah.
Kate Cunningham played really well. I mean, that was a good game.
Detroit should be better. They have some good young players, but whatever. It's just, it is what it is.
All right, we'll come back. This is the Brandon Graham Show, brought to you by Miller Lite, live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We're back right after this. Don't go anywhere. All right, we're back. It is the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia, brought to you by Miller Lite. As I saw this last night, I was watching some of the Sunday night game, and Jimbo Fisher fired by Texas A&M, BG.
After he won a game.
Oh.
He won 55-10. Beat Mississippi. But the Mississippi State coach got fired today. But, yeah, both coaches from the game got fired.
Okay. And this is the biggest problem with college football. Jimbo Fisher's owed, what, $60
million? $76
million. $76 million. And they have to hire another coach, and they got to pay him.
So,
and yet tuitions continue to go up, and I know one technically doesn't have anything to do with the other, but if you're somebody that can't afford a college education, and you see teams just fire guys, we're going to give you $76 million, and then you got to hire somebody else, so it's going to cost them more for the next
guy. Yeah, like the boosters pay for that. They have this foundation down there that pays for it. It's called the 12th
Man Foundation.
Well,
let them give money for people's tuition.
I agree that it's a bad look. Part of the problem is, so a lot of times when these coaches get fired, Howard, you know this, there's offset language in the contracts to where if they take another job, like when the Panthers fired Matt Rhule, he had a lot of money left on that contract, but he went to Nebraska, and he got even, I think, a bigger contract with Nebraska. So he wasn't entitled to all the money the Panthers
owed. Well, wait a minute. When you go from the pros...
Doesn't matter.
...to the college... Chip Kelly got all his money.
I'm telling you in this case that it didn't matter.
Well, in that case, but with guys that don't have the leverage, Chip Kelly got all his money when he went from the pros to college.
Well, so Jimbo Fisher, not only does he get the $76 million, BG... So check this out. He gets $19 million lump sum within 60 days.
Yep.
And then every year, he gets $7.2 million annually, every year until 2031. And he can take another job tomorrow and sign another $100 million contract, and he still gets that.
But he don't double. I mean, you can't double dip, though, right?
He can. His contract, he had such leverage. They didn't. They're letting him double dip.
Dang.
Yeah. So imagine that.
And it's the joke.
Well, I mean, here's what I'll say about it. There has to be somebody else they're targeting for them to fire him now. Why else do it now? He's 150. I mean, they're not 2-8, and the team's quit on him. I don't think he's done a good job, but I was surprised they did it now. I thought they'd wait at least a couple of weeks, but yeah, he's they haven't been in it. They weren't even in an SEC title game in his years in Texas A&M. So, Brent, is that like you went to Michigan? So you know something about college football, and it's different now in 2023, but that's not like a – I'm not telling you they don't get good recruits because they do, but that's not like a sought-after job, I don't think, Texas A&M. Not like an LSU or obviously an Alabama. It's going to be tough for them to get a
yeah,
high profile.
I mean, it is tough. It is gonna be tough for them. But I mean, they must have something up their sleeve if they're doing that, spending that money,
big time money.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do. Howard, one more chance for you to talk, because you were too busy earlier ripping Jim Harbaugh. What about James Franklin and Penn State's effort and performance on Saturday?
Well, he's so bad. He's such a horrible head coach because he can recruit. I said this, and I'll stand by this. As long as James Franklin is the head coach, they will never, by the way, for Penn State people, that's spelled N-E-V-E-R, never win a national title with James Franklin as the head coach. Never. And he gets players, and it's a waste. It's a total waste. It's just brutal. Brutal. It's kind of sad because they have a great history at Penn State of football, and he just screws it up. What a loser. What a loser.
That's kind of mean, Howard.
But, you know, it's just – but Harbaugh will be in the pros next year because he can't stay there. There's – you know, the posse is getting closer and closer.
He's also got to get a job, though, Howard. He's been trying to get NFL jobs.
He's not the right one. But there'll be – there's always – hey, San Diego. San Diego's got a great offense.
The Chargers and make sense in the Bears.
San Diego, I mean the Chargers. Yeah. They have a great bunch of offensive players. They should win. That coach is getting fired, too. That's not a bad job. Didn't he play for the
good job?
Didn't he play in San Diego at one point?
I think late in his career he did. He also, Chicago is a job that gets talked about, but we'll see.
But whatever.
Also, on Sunday, Brandon, I woke up to watch the game in Germany, and the Patriots fall to 2-8 now. And there's real talk that Bill Belichick may not be back after the season. It's more than just talk. Like, that's kind of the tone of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, man, it happens quick. They made the playoffs 2 years ago. They were 8-9 last year, and now it seems like he's in his final year, or he could be in his final year.
Yeah.
It happens quick in the NFL.
It do, man. It really do. And, dang, boy, losing a quarterback, boy, who would have thought?
Yep.
Bill Belichick, out of all he done did. But, I mean, you know how it go. All good things must come to an end, and a new good thing going to come about. But I feel like, boy, going through them growing pains is tough.
And they played you guys pretty tough. I mean, they rallied there in the second half. So I'm surprised they're as bad as they've been this year.
Yeah.
I thought they were more like more of a 500-type team than being a 2-8 team.
Who, Carolina you're talking about?
New England.
Oh, New England. Oh, you know, the coach is doesn't have Tom Brady. What can I tell you? Now, Bill Belichick doesn't have Tom Brady. They watch him for cheating. So he's just a regular coach right now. I mean, that's embarrassing. And he's the one that selected those players.
He's the GM,
the personnel stuff. So, it's just whatever.
Yeah, 2-8. They never had eight losses in a season under Tom Brady's era, 2001 to 2019. They never lost eight games in a season.
Party is over.
It sure seems like it. All right, so what's the week, Brandon? What's the week look like for you guys now? You're back to work tomorrow. Tomorrow's the first day back?
Yeah, first day back. We go back tomorrow, but we came back today to lift weights.
Gotcha.
And, it's like an extra day. We get an extra day during this week.
Mm-hmm. So getting ready for Kansas City. Do you like playing on Monday Night Football?
Oh, yeah. I like it a lot, man. You know, it's going to be a good time. Real good time, boy. I feel like, you know, it's just going down Kansas City, Monday Night Football. I mean, you can't ask for a better atmosphere. You know, Arrowhead, man, it's gonna be good.
You played in Arrowhead before?
Yeah, just preseason.
Okay.
That was when Riley Cooper was there. I think he scored a touchdown in the end preseason. Yeah, that's how long it's been.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't played a real game in the real game. No, yes we did. We lost Super Bowl year. My bad. Arrowhead, third game of the season.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yep,
Andy.
Yep.
That was
Andy when they had Travis Kelce do that shovel pass.
Oh my God! And at that point in the season, we didn't know which way the season was going. You know what I mean? Like at that point, it's like, oh man,
like dang,
team,
we lost it.
Yeah, this team.
Yep. 100%.
And then the Giants game happened. I think it was San Diego right around the chart. You played the Chargers right around that time. Or maybe no, it wasn't around that. But you played the Giants, and that's where the Jake Elliott field goal, and that's kind of what started the season.
Yep.
I remember. So that game was in Arrowhead.
Yep, Arrowhead, yep.
Because Ike talks about it being really loud, and that's a that's a tough stadium to play.
Yep.
And there you go.
Can't wait.
All right, but BG, listen, man. Stay healthy. You're going to make some plays on Monday night.
I'm feeling it, man. You know, just we all just trying to get that win, baby. Just trying to get the win.
All right, well, we'll talk to you next Tuesday after a Monday night
Better
football
win.
Game.
I mean,
yeah, do you have any other requests, Howard?
No, I mean, I'm being facetious, but this is a big game in this five-game stretch, and I know the players say they don't look at anything and they look at one game at a time. This is a big game in that five-game stretch. This could really be the difference in best record because you're beating a team like this. I think Buffalo, I like Buffalo's win. I think they'll beat San Francisco. Dallas is going to be tough because it's there. That two-week stretch. So this is a really, really big game. They're all big games, I guess, but obviously I just
you heard him, Brandon. Win. It's a big game. Get the win.
Yeah, got to go get
well,
the win.
Well, you're going to – it's a revenge. Just remember, they kicked your ass in the Super Bowl. Just remember
oh,
that.
Oh, they did.
So straighten that out. It's all time right. to get even.
All right, coming up next is the Players' Lounge. Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks in the lounge tonight. The big man, Jordan Mailata. The Brandon Graham Show is always brought to you live from Chickens and Pete's in South Philly by Miller Lite. Everybody have a great one. Coming up next, Players' Lounge. See you.